Life 1B. Caressing my spine in crowded alleys, I see it, beckoning, passing, and yet I cannot see its face. I hear the distant rumbling in the rushing rain. It falls upon my temples, playing themes, gently urging. It holds my hand. In cities it places wild flowers, tempting me beneath my nostrils, and I breathe freedom and hold briefly its hand, but soon wake while cities round me cry for sleep. Like a drop of the sweetest honey, the caller places its spit into my ear, wetting my maiden heart, gently urging. It holds my hand. I place my palms across its throbbing lips, and yet its voice seems carried into clouds. I visit parks where trees and flowers live. I sit upon a bench and read. But soon afar, I hear its breath, nearer, every moment nearer. It rustles now the leaves upon the grass and comes full beside me, sits, gently urging. It takes my hand. I rush away into the city's tombstones. 816 steps high. Now in my room, the church outside my window, the hidden garden in sweet bloom, the early autumn calling me. I close my eyes, I cover my ears, I try to think of being here, but in the darkness I succumb. In the darkness, reach to kiss with eager lips that part to let the unseen conqueror in. It enters me, makes me its lover with a silent thought, a tongue so sweet, a need so deep I cannot sleep. I need. It moves in me, rushes like a waterfall into my belly, refreshing splash recalling me. It snakes through every stream and comes soaked into my heart, gently urging. It holds my hand, and I hunger, and I scream into the morning of my vagrant dreams. I will follow you.